This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We have Parashas Noach starts with Dor HaMabul and ends with Dor HaFloga. Those are two, I guess, bookmarks that we can call in the terms of the highlight of the world. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah speaks about different deiris. So it says, Asara deiris me adam at noyach, lohoidia kama erach apayim lefonov, hachevile me amabu. So from Adam to Noach, you have 10 deiris. And all it tells me, these 10 deiris, is Erech HaPayim. Asara deiris, min Noach Lavram, it says, Leidia kam Erech HaPayim lefonov, also Erech HaPayim lefonov. She kol deiris imach isen aboyim, at shebo Avram avinu bekibos char kula. So there's a remarkable difference between these two in Yonim. The deiris of Noach, Tul Noach, it says they were destroyed. In Avram, it doesn't say they were destroyed. It says he came along and kibbutz chakula. Noach, it doesn't say there was kibbutz chakula. Avram, it says yes. The Dor HaFloga itself, it's not clear. Was there a physical einish or not? I mean, the psukim just say they spread out. It doesn't say that there was a phenomenon of an einish. Rashi brings Chazal that there was a mini catastrophe. But the Mishnah makes it very clear that our understanding of these two deiris and what happened afterwards is very different. We can understand the Mishnah as the chiluk being between Noach and Avram. In other words, because Avram was a much bigger tzaddik, he got the schar for kulam, and Noach was not such a big tzaddik. So you can learn pshat in the Mishnah that has something to do with the darga, especially Avram tried to mekayev everybody, tried to bring everybody in. That's one possibility, but Lamaisa, the more mashmos is it has something to do with what these deiris are about, and it has to do more with the deiris than with Avram or Noach. Also, the Mishnah, Lamashal, imagine that somebody that happened to be Bale Aveira at a certain time. So you wouldn't count the generations. Let's give an example. In Nevi'im Rishonim is full of different times who are Averis. It wouldn't make sense to say 43 years after this, they did this wrong. Then 22 years later, they did this wrong. Then 50 years, they did that wrong. It's irrelevant, really. Asara Deiris is a certain Seder. The Mishnah here deals with things that are storm in the Bria. Asara Mamoris, Asara Deiris, Asara Deiris, Asara Nesenais. It means it's a lot more than they happen to do an aver at a certain point, but rather it represents a real segment, a real facet of the Bria that doing averis. So the Mishnah is identifying a whole side of the Bria, not just particular people and so on, but a whole side of the Bria. The Avram of Avinu's, until Avram Avinu came along, it says that the Mishnah here doesn't elaborate the Chatoim, but Lamaisa, it says it says Avram Avinu was ben mem ches shana when the Dor HaFloga was. It also says a machlokes medrash. How old was he when he was makas boyroi? One man yama says ben shalosh. One man yama says ben mem ches shana. So ben shalosh is a certain understanding. It means the youngest age, when he had just got weaned off his mother. At the earliest age, a child is makir. Ben shalosh has a mashmoz to it that we can interpret as meaning some aspect of his cognitive development. Memches doesn't correspond to anything we know of. It's not ben mem, it's not ben nun, bina, eitza, nothing. It's memches. The only thing that we can associate with memches is the dor aflaga. In other words, that the hikar es boiroi is shown out in contrast to dor aflaga. The dor amabul was totally destroyed. Vayimach means erased, wiped out, completely gone. Dor aflaga, so A, it doesn't say that was destroyed like we pointed out before. It also says in the Nevuas about Lasid Lovoy, it says, Ki'oz epoich, Tzfanya says, Ki'oz epoich el amim sofa brura, likra kula m'shem Hashem, lo'ov de shechem echot. Oz afech el amim sofa brura, likra kula m'shem Hashem, lo'ov de shechem echot, sounds very much like it's, what the right word for it is, It's revisiting Dor Aflaga. In other words, in Dor Aflaga, the issue was that they were all sofachas, and they wanted to make a migdal to go up to Shemayim. Very, very cryptic words. It says Vayihi kol aretz ta'achas udvar machodim. That resonates very much with Ephraim and Safa Brura. And then it says that they wanted to make Havlim Ne'ir Midrash HaShemayim V'nasan Hashem L'umas that Likre Kulam B'Shem Hashem L'Av B'Shechem Echad. It all sounds as if it's part and parcel. It's like a tikkun for it. And therefore, it means that dor itself has a tikkun. It will have a tikkun. So we have two phenomena in the beginning of the world. One of them, the world was destroyed, wiped out. One of them, the world was shaken, but Avraham Avinu starts a process, there'll be mesakin the world. In this Oz Efech, El Amim Sofa Brura, Rashi says that that's the time when Hashem will be Echad. The boy Hashem Echad, or it's when we Hashem Echad, Shmei Echad, the ultimate Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in that context. So it's as if the events over there have some tikkun, but and the Asad Lovay, it'll be the final stage of the tikkun. That whatever happened here will have that tikkun. So I try a little bit to understand what are these inyanim? What are we talking about? They represent a whole section of something that's shayach to the world, to humanity at large. So I want to bring in. There's Chazal, an early Chazal called Sefer Yetzirah, and this particular point is quoted a lot. At the very end of it, It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu, and it says, Koras bris l'Avram ben esetz b'is raglov, bris ha-mo'er. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kairis a bris Avram between the 10 fingers of his feet, and that's the bris milah as we know it. Ubein esa etzba is yodav bris haloshen, and he was clear as a bris between the esa etzbois of his yodav. That's bris haloshen, and it's Torah. In other words, like this, a person has two koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kairis bris. One is the koyach of taiva that's between the two raglayim, and that ya bris mila. One is the koyach of, one is bris haloshen, which is between his two hands, and it refers to Talmud Torah. That's the understanding of that Chazal, of that Sefer Yetzirah. The Sfasemis says that one of them is keneged, the Bris HaMo'er is keneged the Dor HaMabul, and the Bris HaLoshen is keneged Dor HaFloga. So these two Brises that Avraham Avinu got were keneged, tikkun keneged these two inyanim. That's what the Sfasemis says. So let's try to understand a little bit what these two things are and what these koiches are and the difference between them and why one of them has a tikkun, one doesn't have a tikkun, and so on. The Goyen says there are two broad categories of drives in a person. When we say a person has drives, there are two types. There's something called taiva, and there's something called chanda. Taiva refers to physical things, food and physical pleasures. And chanda refers to more emotional wealth, prestige, things of that nature, where the person is striving for all sorts of gains that are not physical. So the Goyen says that he touches it in a pasuk in Mishle, that taiva is called isha nochria, and chemda is called isha zara. The difference is isha nochria has no makom in Klal Yisrael. It's somebody that I'm not shaykh to it. A woman who is not Jewish is not a bar shidduch. I can't. There's no way I could marry her. So she's totally mufka from any kesha. Isha Zara means theoretically I could have been married to her, but Lamaisa, someone else happens to be married to her. So the issue is not whether the woman mitzaratzma is shaykh me, but machmas, that she's mishubit someone else, she's not shaykh to me. Those are those two kohos of Isha Zora and Isha Nachriya, Achemda and Taiva. So let's explain this. Let's talk about this a little bit. A person who has no drives and no push to do anything is dead. We mentioned the pasuk Kol Eichel Tisayev Nafsham Beegiyat Shayim Avos. A person that doesn't even want to eat, a person that has zero drive in himself, is inanimate. And being an animate entity means that I'm driven, I do, I go, and so on. Something drives me to get to a certain point. The early Chachamim, the Chachmei Olam, made a point of this, that nothing moves unless it's being drawn to something or running away from something. Movement means that either I'm running away from something or I'm going towards something, something that I want, I desire, I crave, I need, etc. So there are two broad categories of drives in a person. A person has physical drives, and that's called taiva. So when a person is doing things, a person is doing them in order to attain the pleasure of achila, shtia, and so on. Then there are drives that a person wants to be successful. A person wants to be wealthy. Wealthy is not because I can have many, many things itself. I happen to want a Danish, and a Danish costs a dollar, so I need a dollar. When we're talking about a person who has chemdes hamamon, that's not chemdes hamamon. Chemdes hamamon is I have more money than I could ever use, but the idea of having a lot of money, of having acquired, is something that's meaningful to me. It makes me feel good. I feel accomplished, successful, and so on. That's the koyach of chemda. In a person has these two basic motivations. One is a motivation for physical things. One is a motivation for things that are conceptual. The physical inyanim that a person is motivated to attain have no avodas Hashem as such. So the marshal, if a person asks himself, my appetite for food, is there any way to be able to show with that appetite? The answer is no. I need to eat, but that's it. The appetite eating is just put into place so that people will eat automatically. But if a person were to be oikar taiva for himself, theoretically it should have worked. It Chazal said they tried to be oikar taiva. It didn't work because people are not ready to do things because they need to or they ought to. And b'meila, everything ground to halt. People stop getting married. The chickens stop laying eggs and so on. Famous Gemara. So l'maisa, the koyach hachemda is a necessity in the Bria for us. It's a koyach that has no redeeming value. It's in the Bria because the Bria couldn't survive without it. Until the day comes when a person can sit down with no appetite and say, I need to eat two slices of bread and a glass of milk today because that's what my body needs, then we won't need that taiva anymore. But as long as that doesn't happen, without a taiva, a person will need. And that's what the koyach taiva does. But the koyach taiva itself has no makom avodas Hashem. You can't, quote unquote, marry it off to avodas Hashem. So what is the avoida? So in what way is there an avoida with taiva? The answer is in reining in and restraining it. Kedusha is defined as a reining in and restraining of the koyches of the koyches type of a person. That's what kedusha is. Kedushim tiyu means mufrashim, so it's a tremendous avoda because it's against a person's physical teva. As a person reigns in his physical teva, b'meila, his more ruchnistic koyches come to surface and becomes more ruchnis. But the etzem avoda itself is the avoda of restraint, kedushim tiyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kairis a bris with Avram, beishtei esa etzbeis raglov. A person's raglayim are the most physical part of himself. They don't fulfill any function of das and seichel. A person does not think of how to walk, where to walk, when to walk. Raglav malichus also. It's an automatic pa'ula. It's disconnected to the das as far as we can see it. Obviously, a person can make a decision. Oh, I'm going to walk down the street now. But the walking itself is meant to be disconnected from the das. It's a physical activity. Between the Esa Etzbeis Raglov, a person has an aver of taiva, and the bris is to remove part of it. There's a klipa gasa around it, to remove the klipa gasa, to make the priya and so on. That's a tikkun for that. And it's a big avoida. It's a tremendous avoida because Kedoshim Tiyu is one of the most difficult avoidas. But that's it. Then there's a second part of it, which is the koiches of chemda. The marshal, do I want to be successful, accomplished, chasha? Now, the Masos Hasharim, when he speaks about one of his bainus for people who are, you know, who are not, don't have enough oomph in Avodas Hashem, he says, the type of thinking, you know what? Olam Haba is so wonderful. Who cares if I have an economy seat in Olam Haba? It's also good. So says, is that true? When you sit in a place in this world where you think it's Eilafi Chvoidai, you also take it so complacently and so philosophically and say, no, what's the difference? You don't. So why do you think that this is not going to bother Netzach Netzach? A person, there's no way in which we could do the same mashal with physical things. Do we say eating a steak is so wonderful, so lusted love, or imagine how much pleasure it'll be? That mashal is coarse, gross beyond words. And it has to be somebody who's very coarse that should even be a habmin for mashal. The mashal with kavod, kavod chachamim minchalu, kavod is mentioned. The question is the picture of kavod. Kavod is not physical; it's not tangible. We're not talking about the tangible parts of it. The people saying, "Wow, people this, but that." We're talking about the real sense of kavod, of chshivas. A person who, so the difference is a person who hasn't worked on that mida, then kavod is money, kavod is connections, kavod is narishkeiten, he's using it, he's harnessing the wrong wagon to the horse of kavod. If a person understands kvod chachamim min chalu, if a person understands what kavod is, if a person understands what achievements are, wealth, what is wealth? If a person, the same koyach that feels good when a person has five cars parked in his garage, but that same koyach hanefesh feels good when a person has five sidrei mishnah parked in his head, except it depends what you're attaching that horse to. Where are you attaching it? So the tchunis in a person's nefesh that are those basic drives are real drives. And they're part of what a person can be over the Hashem with in a positive way. And that takes place when you rebuild what is covered, what's called wealth. That a person has things is a simcha, but having narishkeiten or having something that's real and emes, that's the difference between the two. So in the world of in those two, there's a tremendous distinction in terms of can they be used or not be used. It's very similar. These categories are very similar to the, or maybe identical to Maral, when he speaks about guf, nefesh, and seichel. Nefesh is what we describe now as chemda, and guf we described as taiva. So this is what the Gaon means, that in taiva is a isha nachriya. She has no sheiches chayisrael. Umas olam are chatzi behemus and bemela. They need the koyches a behemah needs. They need to be able to function. But to klal yisrael as klal yisrael, it has no sheiches. Koyach of chemda is sheich to klal yisrael, but she's an isha zara. Kolzman, it's attached to nonsense, to a few dollars in the bank or a few cars in the garage, then it's an isha zara. That has no shaykh to you. But the etzem drive for kavod, for wealth, and all the things, that belongs to Klal Yisrael, and that's shaykh to Klal Yisrael. That's what the Gaon means, the difference between chemda and taiva. And that's the Krisas Bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was clearest to Avram between Esa Etzbois Raglov and Esa Etzbois Yadav. I want to explain a little bit more the muscle, the wording, I should say. Esa Etzbois means a totality of function. The fingers of a person are these most specific functions of a person, the specific asi of a person. We have them on the level of raglayim and on the level of yadayim. The number 10 always indicates a total of all the pratim. And a person functions in totality on two levels. On level of raglayim, which, like we said before, functions without the brain kimat, and it walks, when a person walks, a normal person is not even thinking about the walking, and therefore the person is, it represents the kufnis that it drives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was clear as a bris between these two inyanim, and between the raglayim, and that's the bris of Mila, which is Kedusha. And then the two yadayim of a person, when a person works with his hands, it's a lot more a conscious act. Feet work the same way all the time. It's like a clock. There's not much difference. He's walking, he's running. When a person's working with his hands, there's a lot of different asiyas. The asiya you do with the hands is a lot more seichelik. I decided to give you something. I took something. I shaped something. I carved something. I'm doing pe'ulos that are sichlius and sometimes require a lot of concentration. I'm polishing a diamond. I'm carving out the wood or something like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was clearest a bris on the hands also, where they should go to. And the Krisus bris for that is in the pair, and that is Torah. This chelik, in other words, in the Krisus bris, in the lower part of the person, for the person, the ikur asiya is the refraining from avera, staying away from avera, and containing yourself and reigning in your avos and so on. That is the avoda of a person. The avoda with the other part of a person is a kumase avoda. It's avoda that requires the person to go and do things Hashem Shemayim. And b'meila bris teira, bris aloshen, is something that actually is what it's a kumbasedik maisa. It's not like the bris of kedusha, which is a sheval taisedika. It deals with losa says. It's kol kuloi the person's avoid and so on and so forth. I want to explain also the type, the difference in the brises. The physical bris is located in the purse, in the place where a person's type is the strongest. Period. It's the strongest manifestation of taiva. The bris haloshen is a bris. It's not really the world of asiya per se, but really the place where the koiches hanefesh come to play most is in peh. It's how we describe a certain situation. Lamashal, if somebody knows something, then if I'm a halom shabeachim, that's very chashuv. There's a famous Rabbi Yoina. He says kesef lemitzarev and so on. It says ve'odam kifim mehaloloi. So the Rabbi Yoina says that if you want to know what a person is, see what he praises. In other words, if a person's praise for a chacham is genuine and expressive, then that's who he is. If his praise for a for somebody else is expressive, then that's what he is. In other words, gold and silver, you can measure by some objective type of evaluation, how much gold there is, how much silver there is, you can weigh it. A person's nefesh, by where there's genuine praise for, that's the erech of the person. If a mehallel, somebody who is a chacham, somebody who's a tzaddik, so that means that's who I am. That's my musagim. That's my world. If I'm a halal, somebody who is something else, that's my world. And of course, I want to say, we're not talking about the stuff you say publicly. We're talking about the words in your mind. What is it that you really say? What is it really you think? Torah is more than anything else, the kli for being tayfis the world. What's good, what's bad, what's noteworthy. When a person learns Torah, he hasn't yet done anything, but he's labeled everything. And everything has a label on it. This is toiv, this is toiv ma'oid, this is ra ma'oid. The person has defined his metzias. And defining the metzias is the avoida in that chelik of the person. So the koiches hanefesh of sheifa, of kavod, and all of those inyanim that we talk about are koiches hanefesh that are going to be used for avodas Hashem. The avoda with that koiches hanefesh is to appropriately to hitch it to the right wagon, and the hitching to the right wagon is when a person's speech is Torah. And again, I'm not talking about speech, the words you mouth publicly to, you know, for what the public approval. I'm talking about your real words. When you say, wow, what are you referring to? What is the wow refer to? And that's the avoda of that chelikah person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Keres Bris with Avram in both the Yanni. The world itself went through different kufis. And you know, it's an unfolding of what's ra, and you know, and how it came to be weeded out, and how it came to be changed. There was alpayim tayhu, and in those alpayim tayhu, a lot that was not good was shunted off to the side. So there was a thousand. There was years, 10 dairis, when people were shakua in Guf, and that was the crux of the sins of the Averis of the Dura Mabel. Kisses called Basa Darkar, the Basa was Mashkis, everything was Ketzko Basa Fanai, and so on. Everything, the Guf had become impossible to move forward, and there is no Tikkun for the world. Taiva, the world had become a world of Taiva. The world of Taiva has no tikkun. You can pull out a zera from that world and move it forward and make something out of him. And that was Noach. So the Mishnah is telling me the Asura Deiris that were Tul Noach were Asura Deiris that were wiped off the earth. And they were wiped off the earth. And therefore, there is no tikkun for that matzav of humanity. 10 days later, so Noach was saved. The next batch of wrong culminated in Dora Flaga. What was the Verda Flaga? What did they do wrong per se? They deherd the chshivas of Ruchnius. They deherd Kavod. They deherd that the closer you are to Shemayim, the better it is. So they said they understood human achievement the way a non-believer understands it. Humans have tremendous kaiches in them. Those kaiches are giving a person tremendous erech and satisfaction. And since the world contains all of these kaiches, if you put them together, you get something that's divine. They were right and they were wrong. They were right. It's a big change from the Ashchasas Basa of the Darius beforehand. But they saw the exact opposite. L'mashal, a person who wants to know and understand, because knowing and understanding is covet, is a tremendous person. In other words, knowing and understanding is it means I have something. That's wealth. But if a person learns Kadesh Shekuni Rabbi or for money, if a person says, if I'll know a lot, I'll get a lot of money. If I know a lot, I'll get a lot of covet. Then the person is flipping the horse and the wagon in the opposite direction. The wagon is pulling the horse. It's the other direction. It's the tachlis. Instead of understanding that the ultimate covet is chachma, the ultimate achievement is mitzvahs ma'aseh and tovim. That is the achievement. He sees that as a chetimtza. So they started, the difference was, they started from the bottom up and said, when we put together everything, we can rise to a peak. We saw something like this, a nitzus of that terrible perversion was now a dairist. The communists said everything right. We want everybody to have, to be happy, to accomplish. And the way to do it is if we start from the bottom up, then we're God. And happiness does not come from the bottom, from the top down. It's the bottom. We build the pyramid and our pyramid becomes God. Flipped it around. That was the Dora Flogo. So the Koiches HaNefesh were correct, she'ifa, ambition, were correct koiches, but they flipped it around. So that was the next 10, so there were two periods, 10 and 10 generations in the Alpayim Toihu, 10 generations of Alpayim Toihu, that the Toihu was because the guf, that people were shakur in Taiva, And 10 days of Toyu, because people were Shakua in Chemda in a way that's an Isha Zara. Avram Avinu made that switch. He was Memches when his Makes Boiroi, and Memches and Dara Floga came. In other words, Avram was sitting on top of those Koiches, and it came together. Avram Avinu didn't cut himself from that. Avram Avinu flipped around those koiches and started Avram. And that's why the Mishnah says that Avram Avinu took schar kriyei kulam, because he used those koiches. He took that and brought it out. It's very possible, it's one of the reasons why Noach was not oisik in being massive and mutter people, because the situation of those dairies was you can't talk to Behema. Talking to Behema, there's no language in Torah that can address a Behema. A person who wants to eat and a person who wants to live a chazer shetog, there's nothing in Torah that will satisfy that. And therefore, there's no one, it's not possible to speak to that dairy. If a person wants to achieve and to attain and to be successful, it's possible to talk to him. It's possible to say, Kesef and Zov is not Malava person. There'll come a day when they'll take you and to the Beis Olam. There's nothing you can bring with you unless it's Mitzvah Taivim. So if you're looking for something to bring with you, It's what you did type. I'm talking, I have a common denominator in speaking with you. We can talk the same language. We're both talking about COVID. We're both talking about ambition. We're both talking about achievement and so on, except I'm being mavar to you. What it is that is the real COVID and the real goods and so on and so forth. So Noach could not be oisimi masimutiv. Avram Avinu went around being kairi b'shem Hashem, and like the Rambam says, and then people would ask him, and he'd be meishiv lahem kifidaiton sukol echad ve'echad. He would respond to each one based on his das. If for the Baal Taiva, there's no das that a person can respond to. It's dasless because Taiva is not a koyach. It's the raglayim are a koyach that don't need das. They work best without das, and that's the type of koyach they are. The more the deiris of Avram, who had in themselves the more refined elements, it's possible to say l'shitascha that you're taka looking for covet. Is this a covet? L'shitascha that you're looking for money, for wealth. Is this wealth? And so on. That was the difference between these two deiris in the deiris of the flogger and the deiris of Mabu. In a certain sense, shame come the office were also those three entities. Shame is where Avraham Avinu comes from, and that's ki'ilu the pure seichel, which is seichel in the sense that the Maral uses it, which represents neshama, the toiv, the das, whatever word you want to use for it, and that's what can control the other two. Chum is kule gufni, and yefes is that middle, the world of chemda, which can have a mokim in ole shame, provided that the koivea is shame. So this is an understanding of the yemois oilam in the big, big sweeping picture of the world. Until the world got to a matzav of toiv, we had to go through two tekufas. A tekufa of Noach, Mabel, and Noach saving us. A tekufa of Dor HaPlaga and Avram saving us from that. And those were the two sweeping inyonim in building up the world. Those are also the inyanim that on a person's own avoida, these inyanim are the same in the sense that when we ask ourselves, a person looks at his physical drives and taivas to try to make it into a dova toivu misukin. And again, I don't want to, Marshall, when you're dealing with people and a very lavish suda will bring them in. Okay, I don't know. I'm not so whatever it takes, whatever it is. But in the real picture, people that are not working on slimming down their taivas, on slowly phasing out the taivas, have no mokum ruchnis to the world. The taiva itself is a shter. It's a pure shter in Avodas Hashem. And the only thing a person can do is, fashetzach in a chachmanic way, to eliminate anything suddenly doesn't work. You can't just get rid of persons used to eating X amount of basa and X amount of this. You don't get rid of it in a day. But the idea that this is in some way a chelik of avodas Hashem is batel mevutel. It has no makom, and a person needs to wean himself off that appetite. The Chazanish would speak a lot with Talmidim about taivas achila, Again, ish kafi erkat. How to go about doing it is something which every person is different. And doing it in a smart way means it's successful. And a not smart way means not successful. It has no redeeming feature in Avodas Hashem. It has a redeeming feature in humanity. Like it says, they try to be vatal taiva. People stopped having kids. People stopped getting married. Yes, so the world to continue needs it. But that to say that there's an Avodas Hashem with the taiva Shabbat, there's Avodas Hashem with the achila, but not with the taiva and achila. But the other koichas nefesh of a person are koichas nefesh that have a metzias. The koichas nefesh that a person wants to achieve, what motivates us? If a person wouldn't have those koichas, so someone tells me, you know what, your Gan Eden will be very slim and meager if you're not Eved Hashem. So how do I picture that in my mind? If I'm coarse, I picture, wow, imagine you coming to this Kivaldik Asuda and you're not invited. So all they do is give you a few pieces of bread, you know, a few crusts of bread. So that means I'm translating it, this whole musig, Voilam Haba, into physical. It's that's ekledic, it's nauseating. I mean, if that's my mushel, then I really have no Shaykh to Haba. If the mushel is how delicious and tasteful and how good and so on, imagine that. So if what pushes me is that, then I really have no shaykhs. But if I look deep into myself and say, the thing that drives me the most is I want to feel that I achieved something in my life. I don't want to look back at the end of my life and say, I really didn't do all that much. I'm not terribly accomplished. I haven't attained, achieved, accumulated anything. Those are real koichas hanefesh, and those are the tools for with which a person is Eved Hashem. The difference is what I see as being, what do I harness to those koichas? So we instinctively harness stuff that simple people think big bank account, nice cars, people saying ooh and ah, v'chulu. So that's the bad in it. But it has in itself the core, which is good. The 10 deiris to Avraham Avinu are deiris that didn't go to waste. They weren't destroyed. They Avraham Avinu took schar keneged kulam. He used that situation and pushed it to what's right. He took the avos hachochma, he took the ritzonos tov, and brought it to its conclusion by using a seichel. A person also, when a person is building his world, a person needs to tap in those kliches. What will make me want to learn shas and know it is the sense of accomplishment, the sense of achievement. When I want to push myself so that in Olam Haba, I'm zeicha to a bigger chelik, my muscle for it is these things. How will I be able to live with myself if I know how much more of nenem iziv hashchina I could have, and I cheated myself? Those are drives that are shayach to it. The Deir HaFlogger was chayta because they drove the wagon the wrong place, and that's why the Dvar Machodim and Sofa Achas Dvar Machodim was the downfall. But they were just it's like when somebody builds something with bricks and it's not a good building, you dismantle it. And then you rebuild it again. The Lassad Lovay, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Os Efech Al Amim Sofa Brura Lika Kulam B'Shem Hashem Lodesh Shechem Echad, is a restructuring, a rephrasing. The Diburim of Lassad Lovay are going to be Diburim that will be focused in the right direction. And if a person taps into those Kreikas HaNefesh, the finer Kreikas HaNefesh of Tzuris Adam, and he harnesses it to write things. That's what Avraham Avinu put into us. The ability to take the Koichas HaNefesh of Chemda, which the Goyen says, Be'etzim Ashayach V'Toyiv. And what he does is, instead of hitching it to Isha Zara, it hitches it to our Isha Chayel. It hitches it to the Chelak of what's right and cross. That Avoida is the Avoida with which a person progresses. A progression is by restraining and eliminating the Chelak that is Shayach to Taiva. And by rethinking and redirecting the koichos of a person that shayach to the world of Chemda. Shabbos.